everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Yesterday, we met 37-year-old Zhuang, who is a top table tennis star from Kaohsiung. And here's a question to review. What is the longest break that Zhuang has ever taken from table tennis? I know some of you are probably thinking a year or maybe even 2 years. But as we all know, it's 2 weeks. Okay, friends, here's a reminder. Today's lesson is called Table Tennis Star, Zhuang Ziyuan. And a couple things that we're going to talk about include breakthrough and homesickness. Open up your magazines to today's lesson, and let's begin. Come with me.
Table tennis star Zhuang Ziyuan. Perhaps Zhuang learned determination from his parents. Both his mother and father were professional table tennis players. Even though Zhuang's family was not wealthy, they put a lot of time and money into his training. When Zhuang's parents saw his potential, they sent him to train in mainland China when he was in the 8th grade. He would get up at 6 a.m. every day for 10 hours of training. In his spare time, he studied Chinese, English, and math. At night, he slept on his coach's couch, sometimes weeping from homesickness.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 determination 这个不可数名词 ,term 这个字根有界限的意思。所以 determination 是指决心、坚决或者是果断。例如 Theo's talent and determination made him succeed in his acting career. Theo 的才华跟决心让他在演艺事业上获得成功。或者是 our team showed great determination to win the bid and we did.我们的团队显示出极大的决心要赢得这一次的标案，而我们做到了。它的动词是 determine,D-E-T-E-R-M-I-N-E。例如 ,Gina determined to get her college degree this year. Gina 决心今年一定要拿到大学学位。接下来我们看的是 potential 这个不可数名词。P-O-T-E-N-T 这个字根是指有力量的。所以 potential 在这里是指潜力或者是潜质。例如 This child loves the stage. You can see he's got the potential to be a great actor. 这个孩子喜欢舞台，你可以看得出来他具有成为优秀演员的潜力。或者是 Helen doesn't think she's achieving her full potential in her job, so she's thinking about finding a different one. Helen 不觉得目前的工作可以让她完全发挥潜力，因此正在考虑找其他工作。Potential 也可以当形容词，意思是指潜在的。例如 ,potential customers 是指潜在的客户。So the question that we ended on yesterday was, how did Zhuang become such a determined player? And we read here, perhaps Zhuang learned determination from his parents.
Hey, so we learned the word to be determined yesterday. Now determination...is a key word, right? Are you a determined person? Do you have determination? I gotta say, it's nice if your parents are determined people, because then you might inherit that from them.
And we read here, both his mother and father were professional table tennis players. Well, that's nice. He came from a family of professional tennis players. I kind of wonder if that's where...He got some of his gifting.
Yeah, his skills, right?
His skills.
Yeah, it runs in the family, perhaps. We could say that. So they're all great ping pong players. Even though Zhuang's family was not wealthy, they put a lot of time and money into his training. All right, so they really cared about giving their kid a good education, especially a good table tennis education.
Now, if you put a lot of something into something else, that just means that you either spend a lot of money, time, or even effort. You use a lot of effort, and you put that into whatever skill or something you want to develop.
And this is a great phrase to know. Remember, the noun in this phrase is always non-countable, okay? Put a lot of time into something, put a lot of money into something. You can put a lot of energy into your business. Sometimes we even use the word thought, not thoughts. I put a lot of thought into the party, so it was a great party.
Exactly. Great examples, Gabe. Well, let's continue on here. We read, when Zhuang's parents saw his potential, they sent him to train in mainland China when he was in the 8th grade. He would get up at 6 a.m. every day for 10 hours of training.
Aw, yeah.
How would you like that type of life?
Aw, yeah. Rebecca, weren't you just telling me about this student that you met recently who has to play, what is it, table tennis or tennis?
Badminton.
Mm-hmm. For 2 hours a night.
No, he plays Saturdays, and I think Sundays, for 3 hours.
Okay, so 6 hours on the weekend.
Yes, but then apparently his brother is pretty competitive as well.
Okay, but he thinks that's a lot of hard work, right?
That is a lot of hard work, but he's studying on top of that.
Ah, that is the difference.
So he's going to school and studying, whereas I'm not sure that Zhuang is, I mean, he is studying, mm-hmm. but his main focus is table tennis.
That's right. That's kind of how the education system works in some places, right? You don't have to juggle academics and your athletics. You kind of have to focus on one or the other. And it seems like that's what's happening here. He spends all of his time from 6 a.m. for 10 hours a day. Rebecca, could you do that? For example, practicing piano. Right?
No, I will tell you right now, no. And I'm not interested.
Okay.
But we do continue here. In his spare time, I can't believe he actually has spare time, he studied Chinese, English, and math. So in our lesson, we're talking about spare time. What does that mean? Well, it's referring to free time or just something extra.
That's right. And we could use this word to talk about extra things that you have, like change or cash. Do you have any spare change? Do you have some spare cash that you could lend me? Sometimes we talk about a spare tire as well. Okay, a car should be prepared with a spare tire. That's an extra tire. So in Zhuang's spare time, he studied Chinese, English, and math.
At night, he slept on his coach's couch, sometimes weeping from homesickness. So keep in mind, he just had to play badminton. He had to play table tennis for 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes home and sleeps on a couch.
That's right. And I think that's what has made his career particularly challenging, okay? These are the particulars, the specific things that make his career difficult. So being away from your family, of course, you could get homesick. And our lesson talks about homesickness.
And of course, what is homesickness? That's a feeling of being unhappy because you're away from home and you really want to go home. But, you know, sometimes it can get pretty bad.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, if people are really feeling homesick, it can actually prevent them from really being able to live a normal life where they're living if they want to go back home.
Oh, that's true. It can stop you from enjoying where you are, enjoying every moment, because you have homesickness or you are homesick. Rebecca, did you ever get homesick?
Oh, I definitely feel homesick sometimes. Well, absolutely. How can one not when you're not living near your family, right? But of course, you know, I think that Zhuang was able to overcome. I don't think that he's really dropped the ball yet.
Dropped the ball. We shouldn't drop the ball right now, friends. Let's go to the
Info Cloud.
Welcome to InfoCloud. Let's get the ball rolling.
Okay, we'll get started. Getting the ball rolling is a way of saying let's get something started, or let's get moving.
Now, this expression has a few different ways of starting. You can get the ball rolling, but you can also start or set the ball rolling.
For the most part, these all mean the same thing, which is to start something. I've set the ball rolling on the next project.
Now, if we talk about needing to keep the ball rolling, it means that you are working to make sure something continues.
We need to keep the ball rolling and continue thinking of interesting ideas to teach on InfoCloud.
Now that we've got the ball rolling on this subject, I want to talk about what happens when you drop the ball.
Sorry, I dropped the ball. I didn't remember to prepare some example sentences for today.
This is a good way to soften telling someone that you made a mistake or someone else made a mistake. The tone you use, however, is key.
今天要来学两个非常实用的流行语，它们都跟球类运动有关。Keep the ball rolling 和 drop the ball。当有人说 Let's keep the ball rolling， 让球继续滚动吧，那就代表我们继续进行，不要停下来。通常跟工作或是一些大的计划有关。另外，当有人说 Sorry, I dropped the ball。不好意思，我不小心犯了一个错误。这是一种犯错时委婉的说法，相当于 I made a mistake。在球场上，若你不小心掉了球，被对方抢走，那可是会导致失分的。所以 ，Let's keep the ball rolling and don't drop the ball。我们继续努力学习，不要偷懒哦。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次请再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Imagine with me for just a moment that you were sent to boarding school when you were in 8th grade, and then you had to wake up at 6 a.m. every morning and play a sport for 10 hours. And sometimes you felt so homesick that you would cry. Does this seem like the type of life that you would want? Well, this was the life of Tuong. Now, is he going to experience a breakthrough? Let's find out now.
Table tennis star Zhuang Zhiyuan. Zhuang's breakthrough came in 2002, the year he turned 21. He reached three finals on the Pro Tour without placing. He then went on to obtain the silver medal at the Asian Games and the gold medal at the World Tour Grand Finals. In 2003, he was ranked number 3 in the world. Then, in the 2013 World Table Tennis Championships, he won a gold medal in doubles with his partner, Chen Jianan. It is easy to see why Zhuang's reputation is that of a hard-working athlete who never gives up.
OK， 继续我们看 obtain 这个动词 T-A-I-N 这个字根有握住或拿住的意思，所以 obtain 是指获得或得到。例如 ，The information was obtained from a confidential source， 这个资讯是透过机密来源而取得的。或者是 ，After months of negotiations， consent between the two sides was finally obtained， 经过数个月的协商，双方终于获得共识。obtain 也指存在。例如 ,sexual discrimination still obtains in many cultures. 性别歧视在许多文化中仍然存在。接着我们看的是 doubles 这个名词。doubles 是指网球、羽毛球或桌球比赛中的双打。所以虽然这个字的字尾有 s, 但是它是当不可数名词使用。例如 Chen Yongjian and Martina Hingis won the women's doubles in the 2017 U.S. Open. 詹永然及辛吉斯赢得了2017年美国网球公开赛的女子双打冠军。如果是单打的话就是 singles, S-I-N-G-L-E-S。例如 This player is better at playing singles than doubles. 这位球员单打打得比双打好。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So here's the moment that we've all been waiting for. We read, Tuang's breakthrough came in 2002, the year he turned 21. He actually had a breakthrough. Now let's talk about this word breakthrough. What is a breakthrough? That's just a situation in which something happens and it improves the situation.
That's right. In Chinese, you might use the word 突破, right? So you could have a breakthrough in different areas of life. Perhaps you're trying to overcome a bad habit, and it's so hard and difficult, and it seems like you're not successful for a long time. And so something happens where you have a breakthrough, and you no longer have that bad habit. That's great. Or perhaps there's something...bad in your relationship with somebody, right? And it seems like every time you talk or get together, it's just conflict and fighting until there's a breakthrough in the relationship. And now everything is at peace.
That's right. He reached 3 finals on the pro tour without placing. He then went on to obtain the silver medal at the Asian Games.And the gold medal at the World Tour Grand Finals. It's just getting better and better. In 2003, he was ranked number 3 in the world. Then in the 2013 World Table Tennis Championships, what did he win?
He won a gold medal in doubles with his partner. Now, I just have to say, this sounds like quite a journey for him. Okay, mm-hmm. So he went from not placing at all...to now having these gold medals under his belt or in his experience. So really good job, Zhuang.
I would say that a lot of people may have actually given up if they were in Zhuang's shoes. They might have thought, oh, I'm not good enough. I don't want to keep practicing for all these hours because my hard work isn't paying off.
Mm-hmm.
But not Zhuang. And so I feel like he's a great inspiration for all of us.
Well, what I think is kind of interesting is that we read in this sentence, in 2003, he was ranked number 3 in the world. And so that tells me you don't have to place first, second, or third at the top competition in the world to be ranked as 1, 2, or 3in the world. That's kind of an interesting idea. There's more criteria than just a competition somewhere.
That's right.Well, let's go ahead and jump down to the last sentence. It's easy to see why Tuang's reputation is that of a hard-working athlete who never gives up. Now, let's talk about this word reputation. What is a reputation? Of course, different things can have a reputation. A person can have a reputation. Maybe a restaurant has a certain reputation. But this is just the opinion that people have about someoneor something.
That's right. So maybe someone has a bad reputation. Or we use this word with the word for. This person has a reputation for doing something. This person has a reputation for being generous. He has a reputation for being late. She has a reputation for being talkative, mm-hmm. or for being sweet. What do you have a reputation for? Talk about that in English.
And of course, my hope is, orour hope for you and our hope for ourselves is that you would have a good reputation and that you would have a reputation for being someone who is kind, generous, and caring. And we continue on here, so it's easy to see why Tuang's reputation is that of a hard-working athlete who never gives up. Now, you see these two words, that of. Now, you can use these words...to further describe what was just previously mentioned.
That's right. For example, Rebecca, your face is like that of an angel.
Oh, well, thank you.
No, that was just an example sentence. Oh. I just wanted to tell you that. Also, you could say something like, His attitude was like that of an angry 2-year-old.
That's not good. You don't want to have an attitude that of an angry 2-year-old.
Mm-hmm. But Rebecca, your face is like that of an angel.
Right. I took that as a compliment.
Yes.
Anyway. Well, friends, this is another phrase for you to talk about, that of. And right now it's time for us to go to a review skit.
Aww. Review skits. They're so fun.
Good, good. You're finally starting to improve.
Oh, thanks, Coach. I've worked really hard.
Well, that's great.
Hmm. But I don't know if I can keep it up.
What you need is determination.
Determination?
Yes. Why don't you find a professional player that inspires you?
Oh? Like who?
Like... Zhuang Ziyuan.
Oh, who is he?
He's a great tennis star from Kaohsiung, Taiwan. Mm. Both his mother and father were professional table tennis players.
Oh, perhaps he got his determination from his parents.
Probably. Growing up, he trained for 10 hours a day.
Whoa, 10 hours?
That's right. He's known for his speed. And aggressive playing style.
Ooh, oh, fast and aggressive.
Yes.
I like that.
Now, Zhuang is a seasoned athlete who has competed professionally for around 20 years.
Whoa, 20 years? He really is seasoned.
Mm-hmm.
Is he the world champion?
Oh, no, no. He has defeated the world's top players in other matches, but has never secured a World Cup win.
Oh, that must be very disheartening.
Yes, but Zhuang has the reputation of a hard-working athlete who never gives up.
That's the spirit, and I'll never give up either. Come on, Coach, let's train some more.
Well, okay.
Maybe just 5 more minutes. That's enough.
So, Gabe, what did you learn from this lesson?
Well, I think the obvious thing we can take away from this lesson is to have determination, to be determined, and not give up.
That's right. And I think it's also important to face your challenges and look for ways to overcome those challenges because you will have a breakthrough.
And look for ways to challenge yourself and to meet even greater challenges, because that's just going to make you stronger.
That's right. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today. We'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.